You're sitting at the table. Both mics have been set up. Your co-host is sitting across the table from you. You've done your sound checks. You've made sure the connections are good.
Yep.
It's time to roll for introduction.
All right. Can I use dexterity?
Nope, that's a charisma check. You can use performance if you've got it.
Okay, all right. 19.
All right. You lean into the microphone, and the podcast begins.
A smoky version of the third space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to Canada, the country that is hotboxed.
Currently, it's on fire.
Yeah. Well, BC is.
Yeah, BC's on fire and it's sending its smoke over to us.
Yeah. Also, it's flame retardant. I saw an article today that said that the smoke is being tested and there's flame retardant particles in it too.
What?
Yeah. Because they drop that like red dust over top stuff. Yeah. So that's like getting caught up in the smoke. There's so much smoke, it's lifting the flame retardant into the air.
Okay. So we have flame retardant smoke flying over. I mean, that's good.
Yeah.
Good.
Probably not for your lungs.
No.
Yeah.
Not great. No. So it's this terrible thing where it's like, I want to open up the window so we can get some, like, you know, breeze in.
Well, it's funny because you get pockets of clean air in Calgary.
Yeah.
Where on Monday, I had to keep everything closed all day.
Yeah.
But Tuesday and today so far, it's been fine. Where I live anyways.
No, I went out to mow today and it was not great.
Yeah.
It was not a great thing that I was dealing with. BC is trying to kill me.
It's okay. Eventually, we'll all just turn into Tom Waits and have cool gravelly voices.
I wish I knew a Tom Waits song so I could sing that. Yeah. But I could just do the gravelly voice. No, let's do Batman. I went Batman.
You go Batman.
You try to go Tom Waits and you go Batman instead.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Man, Tom Waits is Batman.
That would be the coolest Batman
ever. He wouldn't even have to put on a voice. He'd just be Tom Waits.
Yeah. And he'd like cram a criminal against a dumpster and be like, "Where are the drugs?" And the criminal would be like, "Oh my God, Tom Waits.
Hey, aren't you Tom Waits?
Aren't you Tom Waits?
Could I have an autograph, Tom Waits?" "No, I'm Batman." "No, you're Tom Waits.
You should fear me." Ah, Tom Waits.
Sing one of your songs, Tom Waits.
"I don't have a guitar. I mean, I'm Batman."
Excellent.
Excellent.
Excellent. Good job, Bat Tom Waits. The newest reboot.
Bat Waits.
Bat Waits. Bat never waits.
Getting swole.
Hey, I really hope. Is Tom Waits alive or did he die?
I think he's still alive.
Okay.
I hope he's still alive. I don't feel like any of those jokes were in bad taste.
I don't think. No. I don't think they were. I'm just wondering. I'm just wondering if Tom Waits is alive or dead.
You can look it up after the podcast.
We'll figure out if Tom Waits is alive or dead.
Hey, if Tom Waits is alive or dead, please tweet at us.
That's a Twitter account. Is Tom Waits alive or dead?
Yeah, we make a different Twitter account for every question we have.
Can you imagine a Twitter account that just like every single day it tweets out whether or not one person is alive or dead?
I mean, there's accounts that post the same picture of Nick Cage every day, so.
Yeah, it's not that absurd. Jeff Goldblum.
Also Sam Riegel.
So you can just check it to be like, is Tom Waits alive or dead? Yes, yes, yes. No.
But then
from that point forward, I'd have to constantly say no.
Or you just discontinue the account.
The pin tweet is no. It only ever has two tweets.
Yeah, yes.
The pin tweet
no.
is yes, and then the pin tweet is no.
Yeah. That's it. that's a low maintenance Twitter account.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But it's for people to check.
Yeah.
Just check out to see whether or not someone's alive or dead.
Yeah.
Specifically Tom Waits, I guess, in this opinion. Hey, let's do our show.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, let's do the show that we're here for.
I guess we can do the show.
Yeah, I mean, we could banter for longer, but I feel like we should probably get into the show.
We did that for an entire episode once.
Yes, we have. Yes, we did. We have done that before.
Yeah.
But I think it's time for us to get into our topic today.
Okay, hit me with this top hack.
So the topic today is, hey, Jeremy. No.
What, Kevin?
You know games?
Oh, by the way, I'm Jeremy.
Oh yeah, hey, this is your first episode, and it is 55 is your first episode. Go back one episode. There you'll have proper introductions. Yeah. I think. Do we need proper introductions to the last episode?
I feel like names were said.
All right, I'm Kevin Weir, and that's Jeremy Verkley, and our topic today is, hey, Jeremy.
Hey, Kevin.
You know video games?
I do know some video games, yes.
Do you know role-playing games?
I do know some role-playing games,
Kevin. All right. You know how in some role-playing games you can have, like, classes?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, in the Final Fantasy
games... Yeah, you can be, like, high class or low class.
Yeah. Middle class.
Yeah, middle class.
Upper middle class. Lower middle class.
Well, that's a multi-class.
That's true. You're multi-classing between middle and lower class.
Yeah, not lower or upper.
Okay. Well, in the Final Fantasy games and a few other, you know, games, their class system's a little bit more fluid than we might remember from, like, Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah, the job
system. The job system.
Yeah.
Where you still have, like, specific skills and specific things.
Specific roles.
But you can switch between them.
Yeah.
And every switch is a drastic change in, like, how...
Yeah, it changes your stats.
Yeah.
It changes what abilities you have access to.
It changes
to.
What you wear.
Yep.
So we're going to talk about a world that has a job system that is not your job. Unless if we wanted to
I mean,
be
I think
that.
It is your job.
So, okay, so it's like that. So when you have a job that is like your defining thing.
Yeah. And
I like that. I think
the question I have is this.
Yeah.
Are we including Final Fantasy jobs or is this just normal jobs?
Well, you know, you go out in the world and you go into college. You have to think, am I going to be an accountant? Am I going to be an engineer? Maybe a black mage? Maybe a white mage?
Could be a red mage.
It could be a red mage.
That's or maybe, for a person that can't decide.
Maybe be a hedge fund manager.
Yeah. I mean, that is basically just a money mage.
I'm a green mage.
You know, in the video game Bravely Default, which is based off of Final Fantasies.
Yeah, it's a JRPG.
Yeah. Well, specifically from, like, it has a job system.
We should just say JRPG. Most JRPGs have job systems
or
and not class systems.
Yeah. But in Bravely Default, you can be a merchant, which is basically a money wizard.
What's your abilities when you're a merchant?
You can throw money at people.
Okay.
You can tax them.
Okay.
You can throw items at people. You can steal items from them. You can do more damage the more money that you have.
So it's all a combat system.
Yeah, it's a cheesy class. It's actually one of the most powerful combos because you can cheese it to basically do maximum damage every hit.
Well, because you have just have a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Call that the 1%.
Yeah. Yeah. The other cheese class is Dark Knight.
Which is just, it's just Dark Knight.
Well, yeah. Well, it does more damage the less HP you have.
Oh, so you just keep yourself low at the bottom. And...
Yeah. Low at the bottom.
I can never do those classes in any games. I'm too worried about, like, just taking one hit and dying.
That's why you just have somebody that keeps on casting auto revive on them.
So they're always, always just at the bottom.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, that's the Berserker sort of thing, where it's like the more damage you take, the more damage you do.
Yep.
So you could be a Berserker.
Yeah, you could. You could. you could be a Viking.
I don't know if...
You could be a Neat. The thing is, I think, even though it's like actual jobs, I think lifestyles kind of crosses over into it.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. But I don't think this is a world with magic in it.
Mm-mm.
You could be a magician.
You could be a magician.
Yeah, which means you're the coolest person.
Are you?
Yeah. Your cool goes way up, which is a stat in this.
Okay. Cool is a stat.
You
okay.
You always wear a cape.
Is sexy a stat?
Yeah. You can be not cool but very sexy, or that's not true. Sexy but very cool.
What's the class that has the best of both worlds?
The best of both sexy and cool?
Yeah.
I don't know. Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, okay. By the way, I saw a picture where Keanu Reeves was happy.
Yeah, when he stole a camera.
It confused me.
Because he stole a camera from the paparazzi. Yeah, all right. So Keanu Reeves is just a job.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could be Keanu Reeves.
It's a secret job.
Secret job. Yeah.
Keanu Reeves.
Only one person has ever done it, and that's Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves. He's like, you think that's his name? No, that's his job title.
What if I'm just Keanu Reeves?
His name is actually Bilbo Smith.
Bilbo Smith.
Yeah.
From the New Hampshire Smiths.
Yeah, from the New Hampshire Smiths.
Okay. So, it is in this world, when you go into a job, it, like, changes you at a fundamental level.
Yeah, it changes your abilities.
Yes. So,
but here's the thing that I want to bring up. If we're talking specifically Final Fantasy, there's always a second ability slot that you can choose that is basically a job you've already had that you can slot in there and keep those
abilities. It's your side hustle.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's your side hustle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to have a side job.
Yeah. Well, no, always. You can always have it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like...
So, like, that means your initial job is toddler.
Yeah.
You eventually graduate to child, so, but you still have some toddler skills.
So, hang on. So, for a while, your job is just what stage of life you're in?
I think so.
Where does that change?
What else would a baby have? Oh, I mean, when you're a... obviously,
poop
when you're
mancer.
When you're a baby,
yeah,
you have crazy growth stats.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going from nothing. You got to build a base. We had this conversation before.
We do.
You
got to
min-max that baby.
Yeah, we had to min-max that baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this baby's just growing up with his job, which is baby.
Which is baby. Yeah. Has good growth stats.
Always make sure your baby has the baby job.
It has good growth stats, but they're random.
It's, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so you never know what kind of way the baby's going to grow.
Yeah, yeah.
But it will grow massively. And I guess once you go into school, then your job becomes student.
Yeah. Then you have child and student, and you can choose which one of those is your main job.
You're going to be a child or a student.
I mean, that's the difference between like kids that are like, I love school. It's the best. And kids are like, I just want to be outside, man.
Like, okay, so if you get student as your job, you gain more experience. You gain experience faster.
Probably you get an intelligence boost.
You get an intelligence boost.
Yeah.
But I guess if you're a child, you get a street smarts booth. What? A street smarts?
You get a street smarts booth.
Booth. You get a
right
booth.
Beside the kiss me booth.
Yeah. You get a booth.
Which is right beside the free hugs booth.
You get a booth where people come up to you.
Which is right beside the dunk booth.
You get a booth where people can come up to you.
Which is right beside
like,
the mini donut booth.
Hey.
Which is right beside the hot dog booth.
Are we going to be able to do my goof or it's all about your goof?
It's all about my goof.
It's all about your goof. Say more booths.
No, I'm okay.
No, say more booths.
No, because I don't want to get to
Jeremy,
booth babes.
Jeremy, say one more booth.
Okay, the babe booth.
That's just the babe booth or the booth babes?
No, that's a Babe Ruth booth.
Oh, okay. It's a Babe Ruth booth.
Yeah. I would never have booth babes. That's super sexist.
Yeah, but you could have a Babe Ruth booth.
Yeah, you could have a Babe Ruth booth.
Yeah. With the corpse of Babe Ruth?
No. Candy bars, Kevin.
Oh, okay. So it's the candy bars.
Yeah.
So it's the Babe Ruth booth right next to the tooth booth.
Yeah.
With a dentist there.
Yeah. Well, you know, because after you eat all the candy bars, you get any checkup. Yeah.
You want to keep that Babe Ruth booth far away from the uncouth booth.
Yeah.
Because the children will be the Babe Ruth booth, but you want the uncouth booth far away from that booth.
Yeah, you don't want your Babe Ruth to be uncouth.
Yeah, yeah. You want to... Your Babe Ruth booth may rot tooth, but it will not be uncouth.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Say that 10 times fast.
No!
Okay.
You can't make me!
What's your goof, Kevin?
I can't remember anymore. Something about it's a booth that people come up and get street smarts from.
Yeah.
Should I buy these drugs? I don't know. Are you into drugs?
No, but you can have these smarties.
I'm 10. And I run this booth.
These taste weird. Well, that's because you're from America. And in Canada, they're colored with fruit juice.
Well, also, in America, Smarties are rockets.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
There are no... Okay, in Canada, we have Smarties and M&Ms,
yes.
Which are almost the same thing.
Almost.
They are from a distance, the same thing.
Yeah.
But then we have rockets,
yeah.
Which are like the powder candy.
Yeah, they're packed powder sugar, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Those in the States, those are Smarties.
That doesn't seem very smart.
I don't know. I don't know why. Things are weird, Jeremy.
Yeah, you're right.
We come rocket, they come Smarties. We have both Smarties and M&Ms.
Yeah, but I don't... To circle back to where we started, to our topic. I don't think being a child gets you more street smarts. I think it gives you more things like dexterity or strength or endurance.
Yeah, and I guess
because you're out and about more,
yeah,
theoretically.
But the idea is that usually you have one as the main and one as a
sub.
As a sub,
here's the thing: the sub doesn't grant you any growth bonuses; it just has some abilities from it.
Wait. So if you choose student as your job, you get no dex or...
Well, you do. You just get a... It's not a as fast a growth rate.
Well, what if once you get up to like a higher one, you start doing sports, and then your job becomes sportsman?
Yeah, then you'd be getting lots of boosts
with
there.
With school as, I guess, a secondary.
Yeah.
It would be a very interesting world because you have to focus on one thing.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't have to, because here's the thing. When you change jobs, it does give you different stats, right?
So you just
growth you've had before does affect your final stats.
How do you change jobs?
Well,
do you apply for them?
I think as a child, it's more just like what decisions you're making. You're not making conscious like, oh, I will be a student now, or yes, I will be a child now, or yes, I will be a soccer player now.
So usually when you're a child, like, your jobs are just switching all the time.
I don't think they're switching all the time. I think the dominant behavior is what decides the job as a child.
Okay.
Right? Because why wouldn't it?
All right. No, fair enough.
Yeah. But I think as you get older,
yeah,
like once you're getting in high school and you're starting to specialize, you know what you enjoy.
Yeah.
Then you're starting to make like active choices.
Yeah.
As to how you're going to grow.
Okay. Okay. So then when you leave,
like in high school.
Yeah.
I would have had the job drama geek.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have, I feel like I would have had film guy, just because my biggest memory from high school is the fact that there was a film studies course, and there was one for each grade, and I was the only one who, no, maybe not the only one, I think there was a few other people, but I was one of the few people who went into that class not with the idea of like, oh man, sit around and watch movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. As you go through school longer, you can start getting titles. This is in our school system. You can be an honor student. You can be an IB student. You can be an AP student.
So it's a thing that like there's a definite correlation between how much effort you put in and how much you get out. Because if you're an honor student,
like unlocking, right? It's unlocking that job.
Because if you're an honor student, you get a boost to intelligence.
Yeah.
But a minus to cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're going through stereotypes, then yeah.
This is all stereotypes. It has to be stereotypes.
Yeah, there's no way to move forward
if
we
don't. The only way we're going to do this is if we stereotype everything.
Yeah, sorry, everybody. We have to use them.
Sorry, everybody. This is going to be a thing of stereotypes about stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so if you're an honor student and plus two intelligence, minus a cool, and to sexy. People find brains sexy.
Well, here's the thing. I feel like in the beginning, you have... you get a minus to sexy, but you get a good growth bonus to sexy.
Yeah, because you become sexier.
Yeah, like over time.
Like it.
Yeah.
As a lot of people started to realize, you know what? Maybe the smart kid is sexy.
Yeah, well, oh wait, I can hold a conversation with this person.
Oh yeah, I know.
They can be sexy just beyond muscles.
They don't just talk about trees all the time. I like trees. Okay, thanks, Chad.
Hey, Chad.
Why don't you go talk to that tree over there? I'm going to go talk to Milton, the honor student.
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
brains are definitely sexy.
This world has 124 stats. It is dumb. This is a dumb...
No, it's absolutely got to have a ridiculous amount of stats.
Yeah, like...
It's such a complex system.
The amount of verisimilitude that this world game has is incredible.
Oh, yeah, and every action draws from, like, 17 stats.
Yeah, there's sexy, there's cool, there's strength, there's leg strength, there's arm strength, there's dexterity, there's...
There's speed. There's agility.
There's backflipness.
I feel like that's just agility.
There's agility, and then there's finesse.
Yeah.
And then there's also athletics.
Yep.
As they're doing this is an old draw for me. Doing a backflip.
Yep.
is like
athletics,
agility, finesse,
dexterity.
And each, like, body part of you has a different, like, stat level.
Yep.
Like, this game is dumb. The world is a
dumb
game.
Yeah, but there's, like, a group of 1,000 people in the world that would love this system.
There's hygiene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you have the job football player, your hygiene goes down.
Yeah, because you're sweaty all the time.
Sweaty all the time.
You just have to.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, same things if you're a firefighter, because you're just sooty all the time.
Yeah.
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 Like those are just things you have to deal with.
Fireman sexy factor is way up.
Oh, yeah. It's way up.
It's through the roof. You get a huge bonus.
Once you become a firefighter, you become super sexy. You become pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, like, you're very cool, but you're also hot.
Okay, so they're sexy, cool, and hot.
No, that was a pun because
I know there is, but there is also the stat hot.
There is hot because something can be hot and not super sexy. I guess, and someone can be super sexy and you don't consider them hot.
There's also, yes, if we want to go by stereotypes, there's beautiful and handsome.
Yep.
And you can be on both. You can be both beautiful and handsome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, yeah. You could be just handsome. And like, they're like sex has nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with it.
You can be anywhere. You can be sexy and whatever sex there is.
Yeah.
I guess our sex bar stats as well?
No, oh, yeah. No, because there's absolutely sex stats.
Okay.
Yeah, there has to be. There's poop stats, man.
No, like sex as in like having sex stats is what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How good you are at sex.
Well, I mean, no. Sex is an action and it draws from things. It draws from endurance.
Yeah.
Dexterity.
Flexibility.
Sex, flexibility, which is different from all of those.
Yeah.
Sexy.
Sexy. I think intelligence.
Intelligence, yeah.
Empathy.
It draws from there's empathy. There's empathy and sympathy.
Yeah. Oh.
But, I mean, empathy is what sex draws from.
Yeah.
Sex draws from, like, a lot of things.
It does.
Like,
it's a complex system.
And here's the thing. If you're not high in, like, dexterity or finesse, but you're super high in intelligence and then specialize into sex intelligence... Because that's a job.
Well, I mean, if your job is rock star,
you get high sex intelligence.
No, you get a high sexy stat.
Oh, yes. They're all just sexy. Yeah, 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 yeah.
But here's the thing. The way that the system works, because the growth you have doesn't go away. You just get different boosts from whatever job you're in, right? So what happens is when you're like 15, 16, when you change a job, it changes so much about you.
Yeah.
But the older you get, the less changes.
Yeah, like changing your jobs when you're old doesn't really do that
much. When you've had 40 years of growth
and
you stop being a traveling salesperson and start being a radio host.
Yeah.
Like there's some crossover from what those two jobs need.
Well, traveling salesman has high dexterity. Which will help you if you're doing like nighttime radio.
High endurance. Yeah.
Endurance, not dexterity.
Has like pretty good charisma.
Yeah.
Right?
Man, yeah. It'd be interesting for people to be like, man, I really want to be this.
Yeah.
And to be that, like, I got to have high charisma if I want to be a radio DJ. I guess I should start out as a salesman for commission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, some salespeople are not actually that charismatic.
I like the idea that a sale, but here's the
thing. It would grow the
salesman would that's why I say salesman for commission.
Yeah,
means that like your charisma grows with that.
Yeah,
because the idea has to be that the stats that you are growing are help you do the job more.
Yeah, yeah. Here's the thing.
Yeah,
I think this is the thing that changes the most in this world is that. When people do a job, they're actually always experiencing growth.
Yeah.
Unlike the real world, where there's a bunch of people who will work at, I don't know, let's say McDonald's.
Yeah.
And they do not really have personal growth from that experience because they're not invested. Yeah.
Your street smarts at McDonald's just goes way up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not maybe way up, but it goes up.
It
goes up more than you would get, let's say, working as a teller in a bank.
What's customer? I guess your charisma would go up because anything with customer service raises your charisma.
Yeah.
But what else would you get at McDonald's? Endurance. It's very hot back there.
And you're standing the entire time.
And you're dealing with customers.
Yep.
Yeah. Anything with customer service is endurance and charisma.
Well, empathy.
Empathy.
Empathy, sympathy.
Yep. Man, what other things did you get from McDonald's?
I mean,
your chicken nugget goes up?
No, cooking.
Yeah. Your cooking does not go up if you work at McDonald's.
If you're the person that's doing all the,
frying,
then
I worked at McDonald's, Jeremy. Your cooking does not go up.
Okay, fine.
Your job is to put cold, frozen meat.
I guess coordination?
Yeah, your coordination goes up so you don't get burned.
Yeah. And well, you also have to build stuff over and over.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like... It's like putting Legos together. It's not cooking.
Except if you work at that one McDonald's on McLeod, your coordination does not go up if you work
there. If you work at that one McDonald's, you know, our nemesis McDonald's. Yeah. If you work at our that one McDonald's, yeah, your coordination
goes down.
Your dankness goes way high, yeah, though.
Dank way high, yeah. Coordination way down.
Man, you super dank.
I can't believe dank is a stat. But
yeah, it is. Hey, there's some burnouts in school who are just like, man, they dank.
They're so dank.
And we don't mean dank as in when people use it cool. We you know what we mean when we say dank.
Yeah.
We mean dank.
We mean dank.
Those people are dank. I mean, your job could be stoner.
Your job could be stoner.
Like if in school, once you start going to like
that's clicks, why I say it crosses over into lifestyle, right?
Well, I mean, this would mean like it's a little bit of like clicks as well.
Yeah.
So like you, as I said, you had drama, which would raise charisma, dexterity, endurance. Well,
specifically, it would have been behind the scenes guy.
Oh, you did behind the scenes.
I was stage managing, building and painting sets, organizing props and costumes.
So. Reaction,
yeah.
Intelligence,
yep.
Planning,
patience. It would patience. So much patience.
Yeah, so your patience goes
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Funny thing, the doctors, their patience does not go up.
No, it doesn't. Doctors are not very patient.
But boom,
boom, boom.
I'm trying to do a pun there. I don't know if it worked most because patience. Bum, bum. Someone funnier than me make that a better joke. Someone funnier than me tweet me a better joke of what I just said.
We'll go to the joke booth.
I'll edit it in after.
Yeah. Just make sure you do a good impression of Kevin.
Yeah, someone tell me a good joke doing an impression of me.
And what's the deal?
Yeah, you got it. That's what I sound like. I'm essentially a mix between Kermit the Frog and Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld.
A little bit Ray Romano there, actually.
Why does everybody hate me?
No, I guess Kermit the Frog, Jerry Seinfeld, and Ray Romano.
Yeah.
Are just three fused, sides of the same together. Three-sided coin.
Yeah, well, add in Ernie from Bert and Ernie, because that's pretty close, too.
This is a four-sided monstrosity coin.
What's the deal with rubber duckies?
Shut up, Jerry. Man, what name was I gonna give him?
I don't know. I can't read your mind. And even if I could, it's gone now.
Shut up, Seinfeld.
Okay,
so the job you pick when you like leave school,
yeah.
is incredibly important.
Yeah, it is.
Like, because your first job,
I mean, even if you choose university,
yeah,
right. Your job is not university student. Your job is engineering student.
Yeah,
right. Or
well, it's your major.
Yeah, it's your major basically.
Yeah, and then your minor sort of becomes your secondary.
Yeah, except you don't get any. Growth from those.
But you do some skills.
You do get some skills.
So if you major in, like, I don't know, biology, but you minor in, like, an English degree, then, like, you can use the skills of, like, writing a thesis.
Yep.
And knowing what words are.
Yep.
In your biology.
Yeah.
Which is where you're actually getting, like, you know, stats and skills and things like that.
Well, the thing is, like, you can only your secondary job has to be something you've already done.
So would the school system work differently then? Like, because then there's no sense of taking a minor.
No, there's not.
Like essentially, what a minor would be is you do a few courses to get it into your secondary, and then you take your major.
Yeah, it would be to unlock a job, basically.
Yeah. So you do like a year of schooling.
But here's the thing: you only get abilities through growth in your job. When you start out. As whatever job you're doing, you have no abilities specified to that job.
I bet.
So the secondary job has to be something that lets you get by while you're growing.
I bet the first thing everybody does when they go into school is they take 1 year of just general studies, general how to be a student. I mean, that's.
Well, that makes sense for post-secondary, but you've already had, 12, 13 years of grade school?
Well, that would have to change then. It would have to be that when you are in high school and that, you literally are learning the things to do to. Like, you literally are learning.
Well,
like,
that's why in elementary, your job is just student.
Yeah. How to write a thesis. How to do all the things, like, all the not skills. No skills.
Yeah.
All the skills that you would, like, specifically the skills you need.
Yeah.
Not, like, you'd figure out math and all those things. But when your intelligence stat raises, do you just know more?
I think intelligence is more of a capacity to understand and learn. So, you don't know stuff off the top of your head all the time unless you've already experienced
it. It's almost like just a memory capacity.
Yeah.
Oh, memory is a different stat.
Memory is a different stat. Yep.
Yeah, being able to remember things.
That one goes down with age.
It does.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, your memory goes down. But your recall goes up as you tell it more.
Yep.
When I was young, we were all just black mages.
That's a lie, Todd.
We're all wizards casting spells.
Grandpa Todd, that's a lie.
I travel with a boy named Cloud with spiky hair and a giant sword.
Now you're just talking about Final Fantasy VII.
Our world is Final Fantasy. This is all the... Don't you think it's funny how there's 15 Final Fantasies? Nev 1 seems to be the Final Fantasy.
Hey, I get it. I get it, Grandpa Todd. It's a great joke.
You should visit me more. I'm very funny.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell... My funny... I was...
Tell you what, Grandpa Todd. Just go to the Babe Ruth booth.
You just have a Babe Ruth. Watch a tooth, though.
Yeah.
If you need to go to the dentist booth right next door, or as we call it, the tooth booth. I'm going to head over to the uncouth booth. Listen to some swears.
Yeah.
Is the uncouth booth just where people just yell swears out?
Yeah, or it's dirty. You don't know until you get there.
Just walk over and it's like, ah, man, dirt everywhere. I guess it's literal.
I was looking to swear up a storm, but I guess I'm in the wrong place.
All right. Let's go to commercial.
Okay. This episode of The Third Space is brought to you by the Second Professional Football League in Bulgaria. This is the Bulgarian football league system that is below the First League, but above the Third League.
16 teams take part in the league, each playing twice against all the other, once home and once away.
Most matches are played on Saturdays and Sundays.
The league is administered by the Bulgarian Professional Football League.
Thanks, Bulgaria.
Thanks, football. Okay, so we have a world where...
Well, we talked a lot about the system.
Yes.
But let's talk about some of the quirks, because something that we've sort of jumped over and we haven't talked about yet is that your clothes change when you change jobs.
There's like, I want to do that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, is that that's how you can know who's a student primary job and who's a child primary job. Because a child's wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
With like, I don't know, some sort of just like star on it or something.
Yeah, it has a backwards ball cap.
Yeah.
Talks about rattatas.
yeah, the child is essentially the...
Youngster from
Pokemon.
From Pokemon. And then the student is in a school uniform, clearly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then when you become like a university student or a college student, your major changes what you're wearing.
Yeah, it does. Absolutely.
So does this mean that like clothes aren't really necessary?
Nope. Clothes are spontaneously grown from the ether.
So there's no clothing industry.
There's no clothing industry.
You cannot be a sewer or a textile or a cobbler.
Well, you can, but that has to do more with the repairing of clothes.
So when you take on a job...
You're forgetting that equipment still exists.
It does.
Right? So you still get stat boosts, but basically you're building stuff that gives people stat boosts. You're building accessories.
No, we can't. That is not what the topic is.
Okay.
We cannot also add on stat boosts from clothing.
Why not?
Because that is a completely different thing.
Okay, we'll talk about that another
time.
That
is another topic. That okay. is amazing. In this one, I think just when you take on a job, that becomes your clothing.
Yeah.
Now, in Final Fantasy, they all just sleep in their clothes, yep. I guess. But we have also talked about this world, you can have sex and shower and those things.
Yeah.
So I think essentially what happens is that you have the sort of mental control
yeah.
to be like, and clothes gone.
You can be clothes on or clothes gone.
Yeah.
But you can only have one type of clothes.
And everybody, I think, has... very subtle variations.
Yeah, I think you can change color and highlights and stuff.
Yeah, and maybe like this one has a bracelet. This one doesn't have a bracelet.
Yeah.
There's obviously a difference between male or female.
Yep.
Are we going with stereotypes, Jeremy?
No, they're the same outfit.
Okay, I was like, is the female one
if you're a tennis player,
100 times
more
sexy?
If you're a tennis player,
yeah.
All tennis players have skirts.
It's just more. Yeah, no, but just better.
It's just better.
Yeah, just better.
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody. So it is not changed for gender.
If your job is Scottish national, you are wearing a kilt.
If your job is to be is to just be Scottish,
yeah,
yeah.
I mean, there's some people that would be their job.
You could take the job Viking and be a Viking.
You'd be a Viking.
In which case, you have high stats in strength, dexterity,
constitution,
sailing.
No,
that's a skill.
That's a skill. That draws from stuff.
That's a skill. That draws from stuff. Yeah. Pillaging.
That's also a skill.
No,
that's a special ability.
That's a stat.
That's an ability.
You don't want pillaging to be a stat?
No, it's not a stat.
I think gonna have pillaging be a stat.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
That's an activity. You can't have a activity as a stat.
Okay, so your moral has to be a... Your moral...
Oh, your morality goes way down. That's a stat.
Is a stat. Is yeah. That your... morality is... Yeah, no, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, morality goes way down.
So if your clothing is if you work in a job, you can tell someone who works and buy their clothing.
Yeah.
If we're on my Final Fantasy style,
well, you know, there still would be the textile industry.
Why?
Because let's say you have a job like, I don't know, tennis player, but you live in Canada and it's winter.
Okay, so you can add things on.
Yes.
But you can't.
That is your base level of clothing.
Yeah, that is essentially the same as skin.
Yeah.
Which for some people, like, this is Final Fantasy, Jeremy. Keep that in mind. There are so many belts.
And zippers.
Belts and zippers
and
everywhere.
And pouches.
And like...
Belts and zippers and pouches, oh my.
And like fabric overlying other fabric.
Yep.
Though for certain ones, they are skimpier.
Yep.
Yeah. For example, if you're a tennis player, male or female...
You're wearing a skirt.
You're wearing a skirt.
And a tank top.
It's skirt and a tank top. Yes. That's just
and a visor.
It's just
gotta block that sun.
And a visor. That's just the way it works.
Yeah.
If you're a golfer, you got yourself on some khakis, the ugliest polo possible.
Oh yeah.
I like to imagine that for a golfer, the changes between different people is just the different kind of like polo they have.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but they're all ugly. They're all like pink or yellow or like a weird off beige.
I mean, I kind of like some colors. It's basically you choose what color.
Yeah, so you gotta choose what color. You gotta look in your mirror and just go. Whoop, whoop, whoop. But I like the idea that the golf ones are always just like weird designs.
Sure.
That's just what I see from golfers.
Fair enough. I don't really watch them, so I can't really comment.
All right. So your clothing, so there is a textile industry.
There is.
It's mostly accessories and add-ons.
Yeah.
And like, I guess capes.
Yeah, capes.
You know what? I feel like capes and cloaks would be a lot more popular because it's how you show your individuality.
It is. It is.
Because it's not going to be shirts because
you're
wearing a shirt.
Well, also you could change your hairstyle.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, unless if you're I was going to say, like, you because you can't wear...
Unless if you're a pop idol from Korea, in which case you have those big spirally pigtails.
Yes.
Doesn't matter if you're boy or girl, it's the same costume.
But the hair?
Yep.
Okay.
It's the only exception. I'm sorry.
The only exception.
Yeah.
Not just like very tight leather.
No.
Okay.
Nope. Gotta have those spirally pigtails.
But once again, you can add on, which
you
is
can.
What separates
yep.
you.
Yeah.
I was gonna say that you can't because you can't put on a shirt. But I guess if your like job is lifeguard, you can. You are always wearing just like the.
You look like you're in Baywatch all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, you're in Baywatch all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, sexy goes up.
Sexy goes up. Perception goes up.
Perception does go up. Swimming goes up.
Swimming goes up.
Yeah.
So I like the idea that swimming is a what are we calling them? So swimming is a stat.
Yeah.
But the kind of stroke you do is a skill.
Yeah.
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 So most people's strokes are like doggy paddle.
Yeah, that's the base.
And you can be really good at swimming the doggy paddle.
You can.
But if you're like a swimmer, you start unlocking other skills. Really, what summer camp is just like skill unlocking.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That's what you do. The part of school is letting kids try out different things, right?
So like, I imagine that there are a certain amount of like skills that just be count as like general skills. That once you unlock them, you keep them.
Yeah, it also means that if you have a super rare job, like say Keanu Reeves, you look different than everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Keanu Reeves, the only one who's his outfit is naked.
Yeah.
And he can wear any clothes he wants.
Exactly.
One of the few people in the world who buy shirts.
Yep.
Other than lifeguards.
Yeah, other than lifeguards. Here's the thing. There's lots of jobs that would, like, underwear model. You'd be wearing underwear all the time.
Okay, hang on. So jobs can get that specialized. It's not like you're a model. And
well, here's the
and
thing.
And you can, like, subclass into
If you are specifically an underwear model, you're usually not wearing anything else.
So that's what I mean. Like, model isn't the thing. It's that you, like, you... I mean, here's the thing. I think model is a job.
Yeah.
But you can, like... But, like, there's obviously specializations in the sense that, like...
Well, if you're a model, that's more general. You do lots of different types of modeling.
Yeah.
Right?
But if you're, hang on, Jeremy. What? Why would people need underwear models?
Good question.
I guess we're just talking about like... No, here's the thing. You can still do clothes off and clothes on.
You can.
I think it just like clothes off. You can put on lingerie.
You can.
Yeah.
You can go clothes off and then put on sexy lingerie.
I think what it is that you could technically not wear those clothes by going clothes off and putting clothes on top.
Mm-hmm.
But why?
Why would you spend money doing that?
Yeah, it's just easier just to wear the clothes that you can... Because you can do those tiny, like, things and you can add on capes.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like, you don't have to...
They're always clean.
Yeah, always clean. You could actually wear them forever and the only thing that will start to smell is you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shower.
I mean, the clothes might get a little bit dirty, but you can just, like, reset that dirt right off.
Yeah.
Unless if you want to. Like, if you're an archaeologist, maybe you're always a little bit dusty if you're an archaeologist.
Maybe.
Well, see, there's archaeologists and then there's action archaeologists.
No, just archaeologists.
No, there's no action.
There are no action archaeologists in the real world, Kevin.
But you could. Why can't you be one? You'd be like Indiana Jones.
You can't.
You get a stat boost to
Oh, you know what? Actually, here's
and
a here's a job.
And cool. And you get the skill whipping.
Here's a job. Here's a job, Kevin.
Whipping is a rare skill, Jeremy.
It doesn't come.
Only action archaeologists.
Finger whip.
Action archaeologists get it and dominatrixes.
Okay. You done?
I am now.
Okay. I forgot what I was going to say, so thank you for that.
Yeah. Well, this is the episode of No Butt. Stomp right over everyone's goofs. No one gets a goof this episode.
No goofs.
No goofs this episode.
I guess we got to edit out that booth bit.
Yeah, no goofs. It's
what
not
about
a funny...
What about the bit booth?
Not a fun... There's a bit booth. There's a bit coin booth.
There's a Bitcoin booth.
There's a bit of a bit booth.
There's a bitty booth.
There's a bitty booth. Wait, is it a bitty like...
I don't know.
I feel like a bitty is like a derogatory term for a woman.
It was just evolving the joke. There's also a Betty booth.
There's also a Biden booth.
Oh, man. That'd be an awesome booth.
This is Joe Biden there.
It's just hanging out with Joe Biden.
See, there's a Biden booth and there's a Barack booth.
Yeah, they're beside each other.
They are beside each other.
Yeah.
I like how it's a Brock booth, but it's the Biden booth. That's one person's first name and one person's last name.
Yeah, well, it's alliteration. They know what they're doing, okay?
This crazy carnival with just lines of booths going on forever and into eternity.
Yeah.
Jeremy, is this what heaven is?
Yeah, sure.
It's just a bunch of booths?
Sure.
Welcome to heaven. Find a booth.
Find a booth. Hopefully you get a good partner.
You can be next to Biden. You can also be next to Obama, but only one of them.
Not only one of them, because they're beside each other.
They're beside each other.
You can't go in between.
Where's Barack's wife? Well, you know.
She's not dead yet.
Yep, all right.
All right.
Okay, so, man, what else about... So, it changes your clothing.
Yeah.
One thing I wanted to focus on a little bit more is the fact that since skills come from... Like, since the fact that the skills come from the jobs
basically
you do,
it's time
means
spent.
That there are skills.
Yep.
Which means that there's certain things that, like, if you don't have the skill, I think that there are job skills and general skills.
Yeah.
Because I seem to remember some JRPGs having that.
Yeah. Well, there's items, right, that fulfill general things that you can do in those games.
Okay.
So I guess if we're using that specifically, there'd be an item. So you could use items to supplement your skills.
I know, because I feel like there are certain skills or abilities. They're just like, these are general abilities.
Yeah, what you get when you have, like, a class like Child.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, those are abilities that you can, even if you change the job, you keep that ability.
Well,
because it's a,
I think there's crossover, too.
General ability.
Yeah.
And yeah, there are crossovers. Like, as I said, whipping is both for action archaeologists and dominatrix.
Yeah.
Yeah. The and other
only dominatrix because action archaeologist doesn't exist as a job.
It does in this world.
No, it doesn't.
It can be anything I want. I wear Indiana. I wear an Indiana Jones hat. I get a whip.
Then you get the job fraud.
Action archaeologist.
Actually, cosplayer.
Well, I mean, there is cosplayer. I think you still have to make your own costumes. I think I think as a cosplayer, your base is naked.
Yep. Well, also actor. Think about it, because your job is to
actor. Your base is naked. Your base is naked. There's a few where there's naked that like they keep the textile industry afloat.
Nudist. They don't keep the textile industry afloat, but
what stats would you get if you nudist?
Probably pretty good constitution.
Good constitution.
I don't feel like sexy goes up.
No, I mean that depends on other things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel like sexy goes up.
Confidence goes up.
Confidence goes way up.
It has to go up. It has to go
up.
Huge
bonus to confidence.
I forgot that there definitely is the stat confidence.
Yep.
And certain jobs are plus confidence. Certain jobs are minus confidence.
Oh, definitely. Remember, this is your growth never goes down.
Yeah.
But the modifiers from the job absolutely have pluses and minuses.
Yeah, so you could be... So could you... We're going to get back to these skills in a second.
Yeah.
But could you potentially switch into a job to get, like, that boost to strength so you can do one specific thing and then leave that job?
Yes, but you'd still have to get hired.
Yeah, you'd have to get someone to hire
you. Like, the thing is, after schooling,
yeah,
your job is what you do.
Yeah.
So... Are you going to quit your job and then go get another job for one day?
I mean, depends on what I need that stat for.
I don't think you are.
Here's the thing. If your job is thief,
yeah,
then I think you get a skill that allows you to take on jobs temporarily.
Oh, maybe.
Because then you can...
No. That's what the second slot is for. Right? So you could just have thief as your second slot and then get a new job.
So usually people don't have thief as their primary slot.
As you grow older, right, at any time you can switch to an old job title. You still have access to those because you've unlocked them.
Oh, so you just have to unlock jobs.
Yeah.
That changes everything.
Yeah.
Then it's not in your best interest to stay in one job for a long time.
Well, it is because you get consistent growth. It depends what you're going for.
Well, but
if you just change jobs all the time, you're going to have fairly consistent growth across everything. You'll be good at everything, but great but Jeremy, at nothing.
If you're able to, like, to be fair, I don't think a lot of people would want to hire you this. If you're able to just bounce through, like, 10 jobs in a year,
yeah,
you can switch to whatever those jobs you want.
Yeah, which you get a boost from that.
Yeah.
But the people who stay in a job, let's say you're 14 years old.
Yeah.
And you're taking your first, like, choice job that you've ever had, and you take...
Action archaeologist.
You take track and field.
Okay.
You take sprinter as your job.
Yeah.
Right? And you stay in sprinter until you're 25. You're Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
You are goddamn fast.
Yeah.
All the time. Right? Whereas a person who is like 14 and they're like, okay, I'm going to go in the like track and field and I'm going to choose discus and then I'm going to choose shot put and then I'm going to choose javelin and then I'm going to choose high jump and then I'm going to choose long jump and then I'm going to choose cross country running, right? And they switch. They have access to those jobs, which will all give them different boosts. But the person who stayed in sprinting is going to be way faster than them.
But you could do things like, okay, let's say you want to do, I don't know, police officer.
Okay.
You start and you do sprinter. You do sprinter for years.
Yep.
Or you do sprinter and police officer. Then you turn back to sprinter and you do continue on with sprinter. You still have police officer there.
Yeah.
So what you can do is that if you're chasing down a criminal.
Yeah, you can shuffle jobs to give you advantages.
No, that's what exactly I mean.
Yeah.
So wouldn't it be in a good interest to be like, all right, I have unlocked sprinter. I have unlocked long jump. I have unlocked pole vaulting. I have unlocked, discus thrower. Now back to sprinter. And then you do sprinter, but it means that you don't have to unlock those jobs again.
It's true.
Especially for jobs that you have to get an interview for.
Like I said,
yeah,
it gives you a more breadth of ability to do stuff.
Yeah.
But in the end, the person who sticks with the job is going to be really good at that job.
Jeremy.
My point is this, Kevin. Yes, you can unlock a bunch of stuff.
Yes.
And you can switch between those.
Yeah.
Right? And that is definitely a viable strategy.
Yes.
But staying in one job longer will, in the end, make you better than a person who shuffles from jobs all the time. But
only normally. Like, here's the thing. If you get a direct boost from every job, and yes, that boost goes away when you switch jobs.
Yeah.
But if you strategically get a whole bunch of jobs, especially ones you have to interview for.
Yeah.
If you go and you get accountant for, like, intelligence mm-hmm. and, I don't know, problem solving.
Yeah.
And then you go over and you do magician for a while for, like, charisma and sleight of hand and dexterity. Then you do sprinter. And here's the thing. You just unlock those jobs. You don't do them.
Yeah.
But then you go back and you just do sprinter. Then here's the thing. You might be slightly slower than the person who didn't take those few extra months to just, like, grab other jobs.
Yeah.
But it means that in the end, if you're doing anything, you can just, like, switch into the job that you need a little bit extra boost in.
Yeah, like
I don't think
you, doing. Well, see, you're saying, like, in the end, you still spend time with something.
Yeah.
Right? What I thought you were going for was, I'm just going to spend all my time unlocking different jobs and have all these different jobs that I can pull from for their stat boosts. But you don't get growth or abilities if you do that.
No, man. You power game yourself.
Yeah. Well, you can certainly min-max.
In high school, you sit there and you're like, all right, so I spend 3 months as a sprinter, and then I spend 4 months as a professional thief, and then I spend 6 months
as a rock climber,
and then 1 month as an accountant, and then with that, I should be God by the end of this.
Well, no, you'll just be very good at stealing.
No, you take that for like awareness,
yeah,
and you take it for the dexterity boost you get from being a thief,
yeah,
from the charisma you get from being a thief.
Well, I mean, you can certainly look at that. People would be like, okay, I want to be really good at dodging,
ugh,
so I'm gonna take the ninja job.
Wait, there's ninjas, but not action archaeologists.
Ninjas are a real historical thing.
You can be an action archaeologist.
No, you can't. That's not a real historical thing.
Okay, Jeremy, how about this? I take soldier.
Yeah, okay.
And then I take archaeologist.
Yeah, and together, those two combined.
And I am an action archaeologist.
Yeah, but you're using both.
And I get a hat?
You know you have either archaeology clothing or soldier clothing.
No, Jeremy, it's one of those secret jobs. You need to have, like, specific amount of stats and abilities to get that job.
Okay. Okay.
My God, there are jobs that have, like,
yeah, the requirements.
Yeah, and there are secret jobs.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a secret job that's like that is actual wizard.
Nobody's unlocked that one yet.
No one knows how to unlock it yet. You might have to go through magician, but also might require, like, a whole bunch of intelligence. No one knows.
Yep.
But they're pretty sure.
You might also have to go through a period where you are just insane.
Yeah. Oh, right. Insane person's a job.
Yeah.
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 All right.
Insanity is a job you don't choose, Kevin.
Oh.
You don't choose that job.
No.
Yeah. Anything else?
No, let's wrap this up. Okay. I think it might be a little bit short. I don't know. But let's wrap it up.
Okay.
All right. Hey, if you liked that episode, you should give us a rating, a review, a subscription on Apple Podcasts.
If you don't want to do that, you should talk to your friends. Be like, hey, there's this funny podcast where they talked about booths.
Yeah, definitely tell your friends about this. Tell your friends about everything. Tell them about booths.
Tell them about other podcasts.
Yeah.
Spread things out.
Yeah.
You can talk to us at Third Space Cast on Twitter. If you follow us, you'll get notifications when our show goes up.
Yes,
and also, we sometimes retweet other podcasts that we think are cool.
Yeah, yeah. You can also get us individually. I'm Astroman K. Weir.
I'm at Mighty Thews.
You can check out my other podcast, which is Mystery SIs and Abs,
mm-hmm.
which is a teen drama fan cast. But currently, we are doing recaps on The OC.
Yeah. You can also find that at our website, which is thirdspacepodcast.com, or email us at thirdspacepodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Our theme song is Balrog Boogie by the Diablo Swing Orchestra.
Yes, and that's everything.
Join us next week on The Third Space when we're trapped in an ever-growing storm.
Keep getting bigger, Jeremy!
What kind of storm is it?
It seems like it's mostly rain!
Is it a firestorm?
Wind!
Is it a lightning storm?
No, it's rain and wind!
It's a rainstorm.
Jeremy!
Until then,
I can't hear you!
Until then, you're a cool person who lives in a cool place.
Hello? Oh!